الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر. وقال تبارك وتعالى، ولن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here right at the end. Today is the 26th of Zulqa'da, and by most probably Wednesday night the moon will be sighted. Thursday most probably will be the first of Zulhijjah. These are great, great moments. At the present moment we are in the month of Zulqa'da, which is one of the 4 months of Ashhur-e-Hurum. The 4 months, one Rajab was separate, and then this month Zulqa'da, Zulhijjah which is coming, and Muharram. The great auspicious months, 4 months of the year. We should pay particular attention to this when these special occasions come. And the rewards of these months, during the Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred months, whatever a person does in that month becomes a habit for him for life. So it is just a matter of training in these 4 months. Like our Fajr, we want to be regular. Our Tahajjud, we want to control our eyes. Pay particular attention in this month, and for the rest of the year, the rest of our lives, Allah will make it easy. During these months, like the rest of the year, rewards are increased of amal. But in these months, it is even more than the other months. But a very worrying thing is that sins, the guna, gunas are also increased. A person makes guna in any other month, even in Ramadan, Allah save us. But that guna is not as bad as making a guna in Ashhur-e-Hurum, because they are multiplied in this month. And unfortunately, most of us, we have just a careless attitude. We are not aware also that we are treading on this very serious and dangerous ground now, like where there is quicksand, where a person can slip and fall easily, and he's not even worried. He falls so badly, and if you can't get up after that, then what will happen? So these months here, we should particularly try to stay away from all sins. During these months also, the roza, the fasting of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Allah gives the reward of 700 years. And that equals, by keeping 3 days roza, you get the sawab of 250,000 days roza. Just keeping rozas for 3 days, and you'll get the sawab of 2,000 152,000, a quarter million Susava, Rosa Savabs. This might just be just words in our ears and just in the air, but Akhirat we will see what we will get there. Yeah, in this world, no matter how much a person gets, he wants more strength. All the enjoyment of this world, all put together, is not equal to the smallest enjoyment of Akhirah. And all the torture, trouble of this world put together is not equal to the smallest torture of the Akhirah. There a person, yeah, is the time to make it for there. And for that, the first thing that is required, the yaqeen of Akhirah, that conviction. Today we are convicted of this, convinced of dunyas and the benefits of dunya, which are really not real. They are not real, but we are convinced of them. And the Akhirat, which is real, we have doubts about them. We have to work on our iman to that level, that our yaqeen on Akhirat must be much more than the yaqeen of this dunya. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So these months are very special. And then the month of Dhul Hijjah, which will start now, that is now actually really our heart should be fully there in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. Whether we have been for Hajj before Umrah or we haven't been, but our heart should be there. And every lover loves his beloved. And every lover loves the house and everything attached to his beloved also. It is said about Majnu, he used to say, Amurru ala diyari layla, ala diyari layla, uqabbilu hadha al-jidar, jidar, uqabbilu hadha al-jidar. I pass by the alleys and the lanes of my beloved Layla, and I kiss this wall and I kiss that wall. He says, the dogs of the street of Layla are beloved to me. And the king, when he heard of Majnu having so much love for Layla, he thought she must be an extremely, extremely beautiful woman. So he ordered for her to come. He wanted to have a look at her. Who is this woman? That Majnu is gone mad. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, he didn't commit any guna in this love affair. He had this great love for Layla, but he didn't do anything what was wrong. And our Shaykh says, it is greatly hope from Allah that Allah will not only forgive him, but give him a high status for this love. Because through that, many awliya have learned the love of Allah. Through the love of Majnu for his beloved Layla, they learned the love, our temporary love for the eternal love of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, the king wanted to see her. And when she came, he says, she's an ordinary woman. Nothing special about her. What Majnu has gone so mad for her? She says, like any other woman, she's an ordinary woman. She replied and she says that you need the eyes of Majnu to see me that who I am. So everyone for Allah Ta'ala also, there are people, well, Iyazubillah, who deny the existence of Allah. There are people who have got hatred for Allah. There are people who speak against Allah, but for those who love Allah, they will go mad. For Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, ask Abu Bakr about the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ask Abu Jahl, a completely opposite. He was also there, and he was present at that time. But they did not have, so that love be developed in our, we become the lovers of Allah. And from that love of Allah, we develop it into such a way that we become the beloved of Allah. The love and the beloved, we become one. Then what to say? Then we will get the enjoyment. And that is why really our purpose of coming here, to develop that love. And all that comes by when we make our little effort from our side also. Some sacrifices from our side. Some efforts from our side. Then that love will come. And the more a person has got that, like for example, the zikr of 100 times, La ilaha illallah. Even if we read it without the ash'ar, and Allah Ta'ala's system is that what is the most required, Allah makes it the most easy and the most cheap also. For our existence, the thing that is most required for our existence is oxygen. more than water also. Of all the people in the world, the people who need water the most in their lives are the Muslims. Other people need for their farms, Muslims also need. Other people need for drinking, Muslims also need. For washing and cleaning up, Muslims also need. But Muslims have to bath. And this bathing also, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It is that famous incident that in Medina Sharif, when somebody had passed away, and they rebury in the same graves in Jannatul Baqi. When they opened the grave, they found, to their amazement, there was a young French girl that was buried in that grave. And at that time, Dr. Hamidullah of France, he was also present there. And when he saw it, he got a shock and a surprise. He said, I know this girl. She's my student. She passed away in France. We buried her there. And how come her body is here in Medina Sharif? When he went back to France, took the permission from the authorities, they exhumed the body, and they found that the person they buried there was an alim of Medina. But his body was transferred to far France. So this surprised them even more. When they inquired from his family, the family said he was a great alim. He did lot of work of deen. But however, whenever we should cohabit, have relations, husband and wife, then he should say in this, Christian religion is better than Islam because you don't have to take a bath. So anyway, for cohabiting, we need water there also. We need water everywhere. So water is a great need and necessity. And from this incident, we should see that if we love one thing of the kuffar, how dangerous it can be. There are so many instances, and Allah give us all tawfiq to read at the end of after our namazes, faraz namaz, those that have got sunnah to mu'akkada after the faraz, like zohar, maghrib and isha, after the sunnah to mu'akkada. And where there isn't sunnah to mu'akkada, then after the faraz namaz, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And then three times Durood Sharif. And if you read the Durood, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu, even better. If a person who read that, many cases have been reported that they saw wherever they were buried in the world, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took them to Jannatul Baqi and put them in Jannatul Baqi. And wherever they might have passed away in the world. So there are those amal. So Allah bless us with that real love. And Allah bless us with the hatred of the ways of the kuffar. And it is one small thing. One person in Medina Sharif, the sour milk he bought there. And the sour milk is sour. But he just said that this is very sour. At night he saw a dream of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, if you don't like the dahi, the sour milk of Medina Sharif, then go to your country. We don't need you here. So Medina Sharif, the love of Medina, everything. And today we have put ourselves in that precarious condition that we live like the kuffar, we love their lifestyle. Our children, their sports, what won't they do for their sports? For their excursions, what won't they do? In fact, today for music lessons, for ballet dancing, what and what won't they sacrifice? And for deen, if they make a joke out of the matters of deen. This is the environment we have brought ourselves in. And yet we feel justified doing all these things. And we want a watered down deen, a simplified type of deen. Just that we want, and we don't want to think about akhirat qabr. We don't want to think about qiyamat. Whereas it comes in the hadith sharif, a person who thinks 25 times of mort, he dies as a shaheed. So we are encouraged to think of mort. What will happen? Everything of my dunya will be left behind. My halal, jais things. And my haram things, they're also going to be left behind. But they're going to be a great curse and bane to me in the qabr, in akhirat. But we don't want to think of that. And that is a reality. Everyone, kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut, each and every soul is going to taste of maut. kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everything will be destroyed besides the zat and the person and the being of Allah Ta'ala. Besides that, everything else will be destroyed. So that is what we have to make our greatest effort. And this is the ideal occasion now, during this Ashura Hurum, that we turn our attention and slowly, gradually we work. From our side it will be gradual, but by Allah Ta'ala, from Allah's side, it will be in leaps and bounds. A person who goes towards Allah, may yatini yamshi, a person who comes to me walking, ataytuhu harwalatan, I go running to that person. A person who comes a hand's span, I go an arm's length. A person who comes to me an arm's length, I go 2 arm's lengths to him. We must just turn our attention to Allah. Allah Ta'ala turns towards us. And we just have that sincerity, I want to become Allah. And more than that, for my own good, the whole world can make Allah's ibadat full, 100%. It doesn't increase the honor, the greatness, or anything of Allah in the least, but what we do, لَهَا مَا تَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَكْتَسَبَتْ. Whatever you do is for yourself, and whatever you do against you is for you. All the ibadat of the people of the world together, it doesn't increase Allah's honor in the least, but. And if nobody obeys Allah and makes Allah's ibadat, everyone just obeys Allah, it doesn't diminish the grandeur and greatness of Allah in the least, but it is just for ourselves. And the worst enemy is a person who is the enemy of himself. And whatever guna we commit, it is against ourselves. Even if you rob somebody, outwardly you got ₹1,000,000, you robbed him of ₹1,000,000, but the guna of robbing him of ₹1,000,000, robbing somebody of ₹10 is also haram. And of ₹1,000,000, you might think, I got so much more, but you have got so much more guna. If you murdered one person and you murdered 10 people, how much more guna it is? So whatever guna a person commits, it is harming himself. Zalimul li nafsi. He does great wrong to his own self. So we should think for our own benefit. And in the consequences, Allahu Akbar, Allah in His great mercy and kindness has shown us the consequences in this world. Those people who are living a bad life, you see how they live here. You see how they die here also. Everyone, they see for themselves. They also know. And a person who lives a good life, you see how he lives here. And then this is just a small picture of it, not the reality. Reality is in the Akhirat, where we will actually see a person who lives a right life, what wonderful enjoyment life he will have there. And that will be for permanent also. Wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa. Akhirat is much more better, and it is permanent. Dunya, quantity-wise also is insignificant. It is nothing whatsoever. And as far as quality is concerned, dunya is nothing also. Even in good or bad, dunya is nothing whatsoever. Akhirat. But we, unfortunately, we are just living for the dunya. So this Ashura Hurum, our whole life is an occasion to realize this. And we should make shukr to Allah for giving us our great deen of Islam. And then not hidden away somewhere. Allah sent it through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And of the great sacrifices of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat and went to Medina Sharif, after 2 days, then he sent people to go and fetch his family, who was still in Makkah Sharif, and the family of Hazrat Abu Bakr. They came to Medina Sharif. Then Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's one daughter was left. One daughter was with Hazrat Fatima, one was to Hazrat Usman. They had gone to Habisha, they made hijrah there, and one daughter was left there. She decided also to go away. She went left there after Fajr quietly, without anyone knowing, but the people came to know, and the chieftains of Makkah went out to bring her back. They surrounded her, they found her, and they shot arrows and spears they threw at her. by which he was expecting a child. The child got miscarried, and blood started flowing from her body. Blood started flowing. She fell down from the camel on a hump of sand, and she rolled down till the bottom, and they did not permit her to go. They made her go back to Medina, to Makkah Sharif again. After 2 or 3 days, then they permitted her to go. She went, she took treatment there, but within a short while, she had passed away. All these sacrifices for our sake, that we can get Iman and Islam, and we can get our way to Jannah. But unfortunately, there the enemies did all this. Today, we the Muslims, what kind of weddings we have, what is our dressing, what is our lifestyle, our homes, our gardens, everything like the kuffar we are doing today. That time the enemies were the enemies. Today we have become the enemies. We should have been the people who should be standing for Islam, standing and making effort, sacrificing. Each one asks, what effort, what sacrifice did I make for my Islam? What have I said? What money? All my money I have, Allah has given me. My life, my Allah has given me. Whatever I have got, what did I do for Islam? What answer will we have? And if we have to consider how much harm I have caused to Islam, what will be our condition? So, and also Allah is so kind, the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar, Allah has kept wide, wide open. For every individual, until that final moment when actually you see Malakul Maut. At that time when Maut comes to a person and Malakul Maut comes to take your role and he comes suddenly and then everything just changes. Till that time your Tawbah is accepted. And if you didn't make Tawbah till then when you see Malakul Maut and now the Akhirat opens to you. You see the life of and dunya goes away from you. Your family can be sitting around you. The doctors can be there. But all that moves in the background. You don't see it anymore. Now it's akhirat. Now you want to make tawbah. That famous story of Bahlul, that one day he was in city center, and he was wailing and moaning and crying. People ask, what's wrong, Bahlul? Somebody has caused you a problem, troubling you. He says, I'm trying to broker a peace deal between Allah the Creator and the creation, the people. And Allah is prepared. He says, just tell them to make tawbah. And I'm prepared to forgive them all their gunas. And not only forgive them, all that gunas they had committed, I will change it into good deeds. Not only that, from my side, I will add more good deeds to them. But they are not prepared. They say, we're not prepared. So, how can't you be prepared? What an offer. On the place, everything. But the people, we are not prepared to change our life. The next day, found him moaning and wailing in the Qabristan. And now what's wrong? He said, I'm still trying to broker a peace deal between Allah and his creation. Now what's happening? He says that the people are ready to change their lives now. When they've gone to the Akhirat and they've seen that life, أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Now we have seen, أَبْصَرْنَا, we have heard, سَمِعْنَا وَأَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا. Return us now. Now we got full yaqeen of the life of Akhirah. But now Allah is not prepared. The expiry time is gone. Till mort is your time. After that day isn't. So Allah give us tawfiq to make that sincere tawbah. And with our zikr, 100 times zikr, the yaqeen, our islah will be made. And 100 times Allah, our connection with Allah will be made. Akhirat, the qabr will open, that reality will be a reality in front of us. Qiyamah's day will be a reality. Jannat and Jahannam. Then a person who has got that, he doesn't need the bayan of any sheikh or anyone. He himself, he will guide himself. But till that is not there, the whole world's mashayikh can make bayan to you. It doesn't mean anything to you. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then comes now these beautiful days of Dhul-Hijjah. And the time that Allah has given us here, no matter who can speak about it, nobody can do justice. Fortunate are those who try and make value out of every moment. Not only Ramadan and Hajj, not only Ashur-e Hurum, the sacred month, every moment of our lives. Fortunate are those young children who are not baligh, but they make qadr of their lives. And how sad of those old people who are right in the mouth of mort, but they still in guna. Hey, with ghair mahram woman, with TV, with all other types of haram, how sad it is. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us. It's just one opportunity we have got to make. Then comes the days of Zul Hijjah. The first 10 days, Allah says, Allah took qasam wal fajri, wa layalin ashr. Allah took qasam of the time of Fajr, which is a very special. Inna Quran al Fajri kana mashhuda. And Allah give us tawfiq to read Quran Sharif, particularly at Fajr time. That is after Subah Sadiq, after story time is finished, and until sunrise. During that period to try and read our Quran. Read other times also, and they give us tawfiq. But during that time, that is very, very special. And Fajr, that's why the longest qiraat is in Fajr namaz. And Fajr, when the jinnat heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fajr namaz, they all accepted Islam. How they were so impressed. And after all, Quran Sharif, and recited by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in Nakhla, where all the palm trees were, there Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, what it must have been. And from there they went as da'is, inviting towards Islam. So the Fajr is a very special time. And Allah give us tawfiq to make it for Fajr every day. And to go there in anticipation. When we enter the masjid, we should be there the first. Otherwise, we go and we see there are so many people already. Not just we come in last minute, or we are coming late always. After namaz starts, then we come. No, to be early there. So Allah give us that tawfiq also. And then, وَلَيَالِينَ عَشْرَ. Allah is taking qasam on the 10 nights. That is the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. The greatest days of the year are the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And the greatest nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest night of the year is Laylatul Qadr. And the greatest day of the year is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah. Now this is coming in front of us. Whether we are there in Arafat or not, or wherever we are, but it's a great day. And Allah give us the tawfiq that we can appreciate it. And what is the appreciation? During these 9 days, we try and keep rozas. That will mean from Thursday until the next Friday, most probably, depending on the sighting of the moon, to try and keep rozas. If we can't keep every day, try and keep every second, third day. If that also we can't do, at least the 9th roza, that is a very special roza. Try not to miss that roza. But if we can keep all 9, much, much, much more better. And then the ibadat, if the hadith sharif comes, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah does not love his ibadat more than any other days than the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So Allah loves his ibadat. And in the hadith, that which ibadat it is also defined. And it is so easy, so easy. Just the recital of the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, with regard to these kalimat, which are known as baqiyatu salihat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that these words are so precious and so valuable. Yeah, the first part of the hadith is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that as Allah distributes wealth and dunya amongst people, akhlaq and character also, Allah distributes amongst people. So we should make dua to Allah for good character. Good character towards one's family, towards one's close people, distant people, strangers, who you meet just perhaps on a journey somewhere, whoever we meet, wherever, the Muslim, his main feature is his good character. Whoever he meets, wherever, and people remember that person, what a character he is, how he was helpful, how he was kind, And there are plenty till today with our weakness that we have got. Many non-Muslims, they remember a certain person. How he went out, he didn't know us from a bar of soap, but he did so much for us. So good character, ask Allah for that. And good character is not defined by Western standards or by what society decides. It is what comes in the hadith. That is good character. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that a person who is too stingy to spend money in the path of Allah, is too lazy to get up for tahajjud, and is too miserly, he's a coward, he doesn't want to go out in jihad. For reading Baqiyat al-Salihat, he'll get that sawab. Sawab, you are too stingy to spend money, but you just read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, you'll get the sawab of spending huge, huge amounts. You'll get the sawab of getting up for tahajjud. You'll get the sawab of going for jihad. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam met Umm Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha. She said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, I'm gone very old now. I can't do ibadat anymore. I can't stand also. Show me something while just sitting I can read." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Read the third kalimat 100 times a day." And 100 times a day, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "You'll get the sawab of 100 freeing 100 Arab slaves of the progeny of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and giving 100 horses fully equipped for jihad, and having 100 camels slaughtered for to feed the people, and from the ground till the earth, from the earth till the sky, the sawab will be filled just by reading 100 times. And that is under normal circumstances. Reading it in these 10 days, the reward is even more. So there are many other hadiths also which prove the great, great virtues of the third kalima. Let it not be that the 10 days passed and we didn't read even 1 time. The minimum, try and read 300 times a day. And it doesn't take long at all. And if we can make it in Salatu Tasbih, even better. Between Maghrib and Isha, after Isha, tahajjud time in the morning, whenever we can, but every day if we can. And this is even more easier for the ladies who are just at home. They can just adjust their timings a little and they can make this Salatu Tasbih. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And then, to get ready for Qurbani. Qurbani we should get ready long before. Whether now it is contacting people who make Qurbani and we arrange it. Or better during those days, from about a month, 6 weeks before, people should go to farms, go and look for the animals. And if from farm to farm they should go. And all that is written as great, great sawab. In jihad, Allah Ta'ala says, even the thirst you feel, a thorn that pricks you, anything, all, kutiba bihi amalun salih. A righteous deed is written for a person. For this Qurbani also, whatever efforts we make. So let us get involved in Qurbani. Hey, and when we go and see animals, what the arrangement of parda, take the ladies, get them also involved. Or when we come back, let them ask us what happened. Let us tell them we saw animals, wonderful animals, good animals. We booked so many animals, they are coming this day, etc. And we get ready for it. Let our houses be vibrant with Qurbani. If we can get the animals a year before, what more better? Hazrat Mufti Maulana Mahmudul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah, famous about him. He slaughtered this year's animal and he bought immediately next year's animal. So for 1 year the animal stayed with him. During the course of the year, the animal will get sick also. And now it is like a baby of the house. And everyone looks after that little animal. And so the bond that grows is much more. It is even narrated when he should go and teach Bukhari Sharif, then the animal should run like a child behind him. And as long as he's teaching, he should sit outside the class. After that, when he goes home, it should run with him back home. So what a bond. And now when you slaughter that, one time in our family, my brother and his children, the children said, no more will again keep an animal for the year. Said to slaughter that was very, very hard. Because it wasn't just paying 3,000-4,000 rand and slaughtering an animal. It was like a part of the family you are slaughtering. That animal grows so close, and death has to come. لَيَّنَا اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That is what Allah wants. That love for death. That you must take out that love. Love must be only for in view of Allah's command, everyone I will sacrifice. Whether it's my parents, whether it's my family, whether it's my wealth, whether it's my nafs, whether it's my desires, that we have to come to that. That when we make qurbani also, then we read the ayat. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati, everything lillahi rabbil alameen. But we just read it as a formality. Inshallah, we'll get our sawab for that. But the reality has to come into us. That isn't just the animal. We are worried 3,000 rand, 4,000 rand, the animal or something. But with the reality, then, for love of everything must be taken out. Only Allah's love. So this qurbani, and everyone must get involved in the qurbani. If you are slaughtering, especially trying to slaughter in the yard, at home, and the whole family should get involved. And then give away also to the poor, even to the non-Muslims. They show them the generosity of Islam. And on this day we see to everyone, Ibrahim alayhi salam slaughtered Ismail alayhi salam. He actually slaughtered him, but the knife wouldn't cut. But he slaughtered. He sharpened the knife. He put all his strength on it, but it wouldn't cut. As an orator says, that the knife stole, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Oh knife, had I put you on a rock, it should have cut the rock in two. And I put it on the delicate neck, throat of my son, whose skin is so delicate, and you don't cut." So to say, the knife said, "Oh Ibrahim, must I listen to the command of Khalil, Ibrahim alayhi salam, or the command of Jalil of Allah? Allah has forbidden me from cutting." From here, learn the lesson of Tawheed also, of that the knife can't cut, no matter how sharp the knife, the gun can't shoot, the bullet can't kill. Everything is only by the command of Allah. And all of us know of stories where a person was shot from close range, but nothing happened to him. In fact, how many times? In fact, there was one Maulana very many years ago who was suffering from sinus. In Johannesburg, downtown Joburg, he crossed the street and some crooks got and they mugged him, they hit him, etc. When he crossed the street from there to the other, another group caught of him. And they hit him, they punched him on his face, and then his sinus for life was gone. He became better after that. No doctor's treatment, no hospitalization, nothing. He was good for life. So Allah's Qudrat works in various ways. And we all know of how many instances like that. So Allah's Qudrat is above everything. So this Qurbani, Allah Ta'ala, let us get prepared fully to slaughter, get involved in the slaughtering, in the cleaning. If due to any reasons, health, etc. But at least try and be present there. Try and be part of it. It's a great thing. And then the ibadat of these nights also. The days are valuable, the nights are valuable, and the ninth is even more, the ninth of which will be next week, Friday most probably. So try and make even more ibadah. And that it is Friday on top of it, that makes it even more. And we don't know if we're going to get another opportunity. Even this opportunity, we don't know who's going to get. And while we have health, health is not to be wasted on sports. Health is not to be wasted on fixing up and packing the garage and seeing to this and seeing to that. It is to see to our akhirat, how much we can prepare our akhirat. We use all these things for this dunya. And when the time comes when we can do something we want to, then we cannot do. So, and then the qurbani itself, and then this distribution of it again. So all these are wonderful opportunities. Qurbani, we all must become 100% fully part of the qurbani. And in every aspect, try and take part. And in all these things, try and read kitabs. Allah reward the ulama who have written so many kitabs. But readers are very few. For one alim to write a kitab on Hajj, the research he has to do, the preparation, the layout, the checking up, so much. I don't think one person does so much reading the kitab, which is now ready. And today Allah reward the ulama, they are sending out the clips audio also. Just a matter of listening, but still we haven't got time to listen to that also. So it is there. And if we enlighten ourselves and we want to bring the change in our lives, this is an ideal occasion. Our whole life, Ramzan was such an occasion. And now this Ashur-e-Hurum and Zul-Hijjah now. And then will come Muharram. So these are the times now for us really to take great, great advantage. And how much we can earn now for our akhirat, which will be forever. And what legacy we leave for our children also. If we were righteous and pious, hopefully the children will follow suit also. They will also see that this was the way to go. May Allah give us tawfiq and accept from us, make it easy for us. And as I mentioned, like for example, if we were working, if we are all in one company, and their company now got a speaker to speak to the workers that how we should work, etc. And they pay him, and then he comes, he speaks, everyone listens, and then after that, if all just get up and go away, and nobody does what was said in the, or that person told you, punctuality of time, for example, honesty in work, for example, many things he stressed, but now the talk is over, and it was just a talk, and nobody pays any heed, what's the use of that? So, but unfortunately, we have done that with our, the most important thing, that is our attitude. We just listen to this talk, hardly any of us will increase any of our ibadat a little bit. MashaAllah, they are those people who really take heed. But almost most of us, it's just the same we carry on. It doesn't bring any difference. May Allah Ta'ala, and when it's going to knock us, that is when mort will come. We will cry and moan and wail. We will want to come back, but that won't help us in the least. But, and it will be more sorrowful for us. We had the opportunities. We were told, we were reminded, and I didn't do anything about it. So this is the time. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.